another episode of the Adrienne Ross Show. Those of you who are new to the show, you don't know that last year I started something called Taking It to the Streets. And occasionally I would go out and talk to people about various issues. And since we are right on the heels of the NCAA tournament, I thought it would be kind of cool to go out on the street and try to get some feedback, particularly about women's basketball, and kind of get a read of where people are, how many people are tuned in, how many people are not. And as we head toward the WNBA season, of course, I'm just really curious to gauge the ongoing interest. So here we go with this edition of the Adrienne Ross Show, which is Taking It to the Streets. So here we go. Ladies, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to me a little bit. And I want to ask you about the NCAA tournament that just finished. Did you watch any of the women's basketball?
Yes, I did. I watched LSU versus Iowa.
Okay, excellent. Do you know that was historic? That was historic ratings. That was the Elite Eight. More viewership than any NBA finals, any Major League Baseball, World Series. That's just amazing. Okay, so
I heard that.
Yeah. So who in this, you know, during the women's basketball tournament, who stands out to you as far as athletes?
Well, come on. Caitlin Clark.
How would you describe her talent?
Oh, boy, that's tough. It's been described many ways.
Yeah.
But definitely she's a leader of her team. Unmatched talent up until now, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, were you regular watchers of women's basketball?
No. Actually, I started watching it. My 14-year-old son was watching it.
The women's.
And we were like, we got way into it.
We always watched the boys, but this was my first year to watch the girls.
It was probably the best basketball I've seen.
It was great. It was exciting.
I have a background in teaching, but also coached girls basketball. I played, but I don't know that I've watched the WNBA. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like it. So here's my question: do you think it will continue? She's going to the WNBA. The draft is Monday. She'll probably be number one. Do you think that people will follow her into the WNBA, and those men, for example, and women who weren't watching, do you think she caught that much interest that it will continue?
I think there's a good chance of that. Yeah. I do think so.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
For sure.
Wow. It's exciting.
It is.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
How big of a sports fan are you?
I'm a Sacramento boy, so Sacramento Kings all the way.
Okay.
49ers, and definitely my Oakland A's, even though they're leaving, going to Vegas. My NBA is Sacramento Kings all the way. Aaron Fox, that's my dude right now. You know, he's been making me proud. I want to see my boys do something this time.
Okay. I remember the Kings way back when Jason Williams played. He was Mr. Flash. He was flashy, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what about women's basketball? Did you catch any of the NCAA tournament?
A little bit. It's just, you know, women's basketball. I watched the WNBA a little bit more. You know,
okay,
they got a little bit going on, and I do like to watch a little bit of college basketball because there's always something going on.
Yeah. Now, what about if I say Caitlin Clark? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, a little bit. She's pretty good.
She's pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Do you think she will be able to draw more people into watching the WNBA than we've seen?
That's, anything's possible. You know, I'm starting to like it. It's just that, you know, a lot of time when there's games going on, there's just not as many people in the stadiums as it is a regular basketball, because everybody wants to see men play. But
Do you know they've
been giving us the business for real, though.
Absolutely. Do you know that that has changed, though? Do you know that this last tournament, there have been historic numbers, not only of people in the stands, but actually people watching?
I'm glad to say this. You know, women empowering women, definitely in sports. And I like to see the women's NBA start doing more. I know they can do it. It's just that, you know, getting people more involved is tough. It's you know, most men that want to go see basketball game, they want to see the Lakers or the Bulls and everything else.
Yeah.
I want to see who's going to fill them seats.
All right. Thank you so much.
I appreciate
it. All right. I appreciate you.
Search engines should be a place for you to discover the world and make your own decisions about what you find. That's why Luxel is improving your access to information. The new search engine eliminates search engine bias that gets in the way of your searches. You can filter results to lean right or left, and from there you can sort it by Luxel's algorithm, alphabetically, and by freshness. Plus, there is no price for privacy. Luxel is free and doesn't track you or sell your data. So check out Luxel. That's LUXXLE.com and take control of your searches.
Okay, I decided to move things a little bit and I came on over to Academy Sports Plus Outdoors. I thought this might be a good place to talk to some people about sports. So we will have to see. I gotta issue a giggle alert. This group of three young men had one who just could not stop laughing. So we'll forgive him for that. But I just wanted to make sure I give you the heads up. I want to ask you a little bit about sports. I want to focus in on the NCAA tournament, which just ended, the women's and the men's.
Ma'am.
Did you watch either the women's or the men's?
I actually ended up this year watching more of the women's than men's because of Caitlin Clark.
I watched more men's, definitely, than women's, but I also, Caitlin definitely made me turn on the screen a good amount.
Yeah. What about you?
I watched a little bit of both. I watched the women's now, though, because of Caitlin Clark.
Because of Caitlin Clark. And that's really what...
Yeah, she turned a lot of heads.
Can you name any other of the players in the women's?
Paige Buckers, or okay. Wait, Paige Buckets, or whatever.
Yeah, Paige Beckers.
Yeah, yeah,
Angel Reese.
Angel Reese? Okay.
Not really sure about a lot of them.
Yeah. This guy right there. All right, what is it about Caitlin Clark's game, do you think, that drew a lot of people?
For me, really, I just feel like it's her skill set.
Her threes.
Are you guys WNBA watchers?
I am.
Oh, yes.
Why is he laughing so much?
I think also what stuck out about Caitlin is when she broke the record this year, which that was something. Really something.
Yeah. And you already watching the WNBA?
A little bit.
Do you think...
I like the Aces in the WNBA.
Yeah, they just won the last two, right?
Yeah.
She's Caitlin Clark is projected to go first. The draft is Monday. Mm-hmm. Do you think her style of play will draw more people to watch the WNBA?
Yeah, I do, because one reason that I think that is just the way she plays with the threes.
Okay. Well,
It'll translate well.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to talk to you a little bit about sports. We just finished the NCAA tournament. Did you watch any of the tournament, the men's or the women's?
I just caught a little bit of the men's, but not. I didn't catch any of the women's.
You didn't catch any of the women's. Okay. Have you heard about the women's game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So who have you heard about, or, you know?
The story this year was Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark.
Her run for the most points ever.
Yeah, yeah, she broke a whole lot of records, right? And what about you, ladies? Did you watch any or hear any?
No.
No? Okay, so Caitlin Clark is the only name you know in women's basketball?
Yeah.
Hmm?
We've heard of her.
You've heard of Caitlin Clark?
I think the big names the past 2 years were Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. College sports is more interesting to me than NBA.
Yeah. Yeah. Could a Caitlin Clark entice someone like you who doesn't generally watch the women's basketball, it seems? Could she, her style of play, entice guys to really tune in?
Sure it could.
Yeah.
You know, I even checked to see what she was doing, but I wasn't watching too much.
Okay. But you know that name.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Do you ladies play any sports at all?
I play volleyball.
Oh, good. I used to play volleyball, too. What about you?
I play basketball, and I used to play softball.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I decided to come down to the busy section and going down to the river down there. And maybe stopping along the way to see if I can talk to some more people. Guardians of Liberty in Southeast Missouri still meets every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. at Delmonico's in Jackson. And they're in the midst of a five-part documentary series, which started on April 9th. It's Governed versus Governing. April 9th covered Cliven and Bundy and the Bundy standoff, which you may remember from about 10 years ago, the battle with the Federal Bureau of Land Management. The second part in the series is about Lavoy Finicum, Dead Man Talking, Political Awakening. That's April 16th. Guardians of Liberty, every Tuesday, proclaiming liberty throughout all the land. Check it out. I appreciate the Adrian Ross Show audience, and I wish nothing but the best for you. But hey, sometimes things happen, and sometimes things happen with our vehicles. And sometimes that includes our transmission. So if you think something is wrong with your transmission, you need to go to DL Transmissions. It is the area's premier transmission repair facility. Check this out. They offer a free transmission inspection. So if you think your vehicle is not working right, call them today at 573-334-8726 or just stop by the shop at 783 South Kings Highway in Cape Girardeau. DL Transmissions is your best choice for quality transmission repair. Go check them out. My friends will take good care of you there. Did you watch any of the March Madness NCAA basketball?
I watched a couple games with my friend Big Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So did you watch the men's and the women's?
Women still play basketball? I wasn't aware. But I watched some of the men's.
You watched some of the men's?
I did.
But you didn't watch any of the women's?
Women still play basketball?
That's why I'm asking you the question, guy. Yeah.
Okay. No, I didn't.
Did you hear about it?
I didn't.
Really?
Are they on the television?
So let me, this guy's a jokester, right?
No, I'm being honest.
Okay, you're being honest. All right, so if I throw these names out, you've never heard of Angel Reese?
I have not.
You never heard of Caitlin Clark?
I have not.
Where you been?
I've been walking my dog in downtown Cape.
All right, so tell me a little.
I used to run a chicken restaurant.
All right, but you did say you watched some of the guys.
I did watch some
so
of the
tell
guys.
Me what stands out there, since you don't seem to know that women have been controlling the basketball conversation this year.
Women still play basketball? Okay, that's so sweet. I know there's a giant Asian that's pretty good. Kansas is who my friend was rooting for. They didn't do too hot.
Okay. Do you know who won the men's?
UConn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second year in
I just found that out a couple of while. Second year? That's good.
Yeah, second year.
And I hear the 7'4" Chinese guy scored like 40 points, right?
Is there a reason you don't seem to know or not interested in women's basketball?
Oh, I'm from New York. I used to play a little ball. Are you?
Yeah, I played ball too and coached.
I'm from Queens.
So am I. I went to Andrew Jackson High School.
Francis Lewis High
Get
School.
Get out of here!
Woodside in the house. Yeah.
All right.
Queens Boulevard.
All right, all right. Still, my family's still down there.
So
all right.
I feel like I could step in and competitively play in a women's game, honestly, at 45 with a foot that's not doing the best.
Yeah.
I'm joking. I give women respect. It's just it's like women's basketball is like men's basketball, just slower and, you know,
and more fundamentally sound.
There you go.
All right.
Maybe not as exciting.
Okay. So that's why I had to stop you.
Okay.
You did not watch any of Caitlin Clark.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Because
can she dunk?
There's no slow in her game. She is Steph Curry threes. You got to just go on YouTube.
Okay.
And just type in Caitlin Clark highlights, because that's all the guys are talking about.
Oh, well, I hear she can dunk donuts, but like I don't think she's gonna like
Oh my, you're wrong. You better catch up.
She can dunk.
It's not about dunking.
Okay.
It's not about dunking, but you've gotta check her out. And then other women too. All right, I appreciate your time though. Thank you for your honesty.
Hey, good luck. I think you're great.
Thank you.
And women's basketball, let's go.
All right.
2025 is the year.
2024.
No, next year, I'm saying.
For college, yeah. But the WNBA starts next month.
All right, let's go.
All right, so are you three basketball fans?
Yes.
All right, so who are some basketball players you know?
Caitlin Clark.
And Angel Reese. All right. Do you know what teams they play on?
I know one of them play on at least LA, I think.
LSU. That's close. LSU. And Caitlin Clark is on Iowa. Now, do you like to play basketball too?
Yes. We play at intramurals.
Yeah. In my house sometimes.
Yeah? Good.
We're done playing with them.
Good. All right. I wish you well, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Adrian Ross Show. I really enjoy taking it to the streets. I like to hear from other people. And right now, with the popularity and the emergence of the women's basketball game, this is a great time to get out and just hear from other people. And it's pretty cool to be able to hear from some people who are older, and then some of the younger ones, even some of the giggly ones, like those young men. And even ones who say, women play basketball still? Maybe he gets turned on to checking out more of the women's basketball game. And also, make sure that you subscribe and like and leave a rating and a review on the podcast platforms. And make sure you subscribe over at YouTube and also turn your notifications on so you don't miss anything. And of course, I'm on Substack at adrianross.substack.com, where my podcast is, but also my writing. And also, please go to the BMG Network. That is thebmgnetwork.com. Check out the other podcasters there. As I always say, we are engaging, enlightening, informative, and yes, entertaining. So that'll do it. I'll catch you next time, God willing. God bless you abundantly.